This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:45, quarter till 8, enough of the falderal. Time to get to Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Monday morning markets with Mark, where we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Hi there, Mark.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Is that a word, falderal, or did I make that up?
I think you made it up.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Monday morning markets with Mark, you're not a big one for government regulation, neither am I. But don't you think
Correct.
It's time they stop showing The Godfather on TV? My gosh, every time.
It's a classic.
It's like, let me find something to watch. Okay, great, The Godfather again. I get it. Tell me what's going on. Speaking of settling family business, tell me about the business of this country, Mark.
You know, we barely got off the phone. We were talking about markets since the beginning of the year, trading sideways, waiting on what the Fed is going to do, or the market's going to come back, retail sales, what's going to happen. Going forward, new administration, right? A lot of changes, a lot of guesswork, a lot of people sitting on the side. And we were also saying that came from late last year, the Fed saying, well, the market is precariously high. We keep setting records. And just last week, the S&P and the Dow set other records, not the Dow, excuse me, S&P set another record. And it's like, well, that's, you know, dancing on the head of a pin a little bit. So things are priced for perfection, meaning that all the economic news that comes out needs to be more supportive than not, or else we're going to see some dramatic changes. So, yes, Friday we did see a little bit of that. S&P was down 1.7%, as was the Dow. And for the Dow to be down 1.7, it was down over 700 points just within the day. And just some of the news that came out after we talked, the retail sales in January fell almost a full percentage point. The largest drop since March of 2023. So almost a two-year span there where this was the largest drop. And bad weather was said to be one of the factors, but it seems like, you know, people would normally buy whether there's weather or not. It's called a computer and Amazon and those types of things. But being down a full point is about a 12% annualized rate of fall in retail sales. So when retail sales are making up 70% of GDP, there's something to be worried about there. And I guess people are going to be looking at the February numbers to see if that's going to rebound or continue a downward trend. The S&P Services Index fell into contraction territory. It was supposed to come in at 52.8, down from 52.9, just one-tenth of a point. It fell below 50, which is the contraction territory. So that was a fairly large plunge there. So it's now at 49. And, of course, that again, goes hand in hand with, like, the retail sales. This is a service index, especially the greater New Orleans area, largely a service economy. And that could be a big deal for us. Consumer sentiment for February dropped more than expected. And the first quarter GDP was forecasted to be less than 1%. A number of 0.6% is starting to be discussed. And within the same time, Tommy, this week we're going to see the fourth quarter GDP, the final revision. So last year, GDP was, if the numbers are going to come in right, about 2.3%. So it started the year at the high twos, early threes, and it ended the year at 2.3. So we're seeing the trend there, and if first quarter is 0.6, that's not going to be good for markets. And we've been talking for the past two or three Fridays about, you know, how people can maybe, if they're choosing to move things around, if you're 26 years old, you don't have to move anything around because you've got a long time ahead of you, and you'll see a lot of business cycles. If you're 73, that's a different story. Within that, the Manage the Money program on Friday, we've been saying, well, you might want to take some equities off the table there and switch into something with less volatility. But if anything, this morning we're looking at a pre-open of about up 300. So a lot of this, what happened Friday, might erase itself. But then we've got a full week. You know, some weeks are very sparse, and this week is full for economics. So we've got consumer confidence that is coming in, but is expected to be down. Initial jobless claims is coming in this week and is expected to be up. Okay, so not two for two, not good. Mm-hmm. And let's see, the GDP second revision, I've discussed that already. But then we have personal income and personal spending. Personal income is expected to be up. I'm glad of that. Every time it comes out, every month, we've been looking at it for months, when personal income is up, and for the majority of the time we've been reporting up figures, the personal spending, it tends to be up as much or even more. This time it's going to reverse. So expect it to reverse. So income is going to be up 0.5 and personal spending up only 0.2. So, Tommy, all the, you know, the several of the ingredients that between last week and this week centered around the consumer or retail sales or things that are going to point to GDP. And I think that's why the forecast is starting to dim when it comes to first quarter GDP. 0.6 is not a good number.
All right, let me take a break. Mark, we could pick it up. We come back and we'll talk about, you said price for perfection. I know I listened to you, so we know what that is, but maybe people don't know what that means. And I think it's a very important phrase. We'll also talk about how all of this fits into the Fed with interest rates and their preferred inflation. I think that's going to come out, you told me, this week. And if that happens, it just seems like, then as soon as things get one way, then we're going to change it to get it back the other way that we didn't want it the first way. Then we're back to where we started. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, our friend, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. More when we come back. 751, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Around these parts at this time on Monday, we talk to Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark, earlier you used the phrase priced for perfection. You taught me that a couple of weeks ago, but for people that don't listen all the time and may not understand what that means, tell us.
Well, first of all, it was said by one of the Fed governors at one of their meetings. It's like it's a very precarious place. So if the markets continue to set records, meaning they're at their all-time highs, well, that's you're kind of dancing on the head of a pin. Unless things come in to really propel the economy past that point, if the underlying economy is strong enough to maintain those levels. So the moment that it's not, then they come tumbling down. And that's what we saw a little bit of earlier this year. We had a pullback, if you remember, and then Friday back 700, about 750. So, you know, we're waiting on digesting the news. And last Friday was several points of news that really weren't priced for perfection. Saw some weakness there. And this week we've got some weakness that is already forecasted. So the final thing Thursday, the personal consumption expenditure, it's a mouthful saying that's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, and it's expected to be coming in right as expected at 0.3, but that's a 3.6% annual rate, one that the Fed itself said is too high. So it postures them to say, well, we might have to lean into this, meaning that we've got inflation that's stirring. But between that and all of the kind of less than stellar news that I was talking about this morning, it's going to put them on the sidelines again, because they're not going to drop interest rates for sure, and just based on the recent news. And then they're probably not going to raise interest rates either, because there's not enough out there to substantiate a move. And, you know, Tom, they're worried about making a mistake. They lowered rates in the fall four times, and just a couple of months into the new year, they're going to start raising rates. They want to make sure that the coast is clear and the market is pointing decidedly in a way for them to take action like that.
So they're sitting
back.
You would leave us with the thought of?
Well, if we have some more news that might not be as well embraced, so could we see some more downward action this week based on coming off of Friday? Yes.
I will talk to you Friday at 7:30 when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We come back, we're talking to Meg Farris, WWL Louisiana reporter. She was on with Newell last week, got a new show out. We'll talk about that, a new brand, really. Then we'll talk about recycling stuff along parade routes. A lot coming up.